Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Lana 35.27 pound sexy big boobs love doll from Nas Nova. So, as always, I have different torsos here to compare and contrast. So we have the Aurora torso on the left. So the Aurora torso is a life-size sex doll torso. It's actually the same dimensions, give or take an inch, as Celestina, who's a full-size sex doll, obviously. And there she is. She's got a new hat. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Anyway, okay, so Celestina is a full-size, you know, life-size sex doll. The Aurora torso is basically the same size as her dimensions. So that's a life-size torso. On the far right, we have the Paola. I think it's supposed to be Paula, but they spelled it wrong, so it's spelled Paola. The Paola is a torso that's scaled down that works really well with a body pillow. So if you're an anime fan and you have a body pillow waifu, the Paola actually matches one for one with the dimensions of the waifu image on the average 150 centimeter body pillow. Now, I already reviewed the Paola, and I'll put a link to that, but for the most part, that's a different review. So today we're reviewing the Lana torso. The Lana torso is kind of like in the middle. You kind of see from Aurora on the left to Paola on the right, you can see like the dissension from life size to body pillow size. And the Lana torso is kind of in the middle. It's like the medium size. So it's a little bit scaled down, but not too much. It's not scaled down to the degree of the Paola torso, but it's not life-size like the Aurora torso. It's kind of in the middle. Also, if you compare the Paola to the Lana, you'll notice that the Paola torso has very exaggerated characteristics. It's got really wide hips, huge boobs, a skinny waist. Again, it's kind of like an anime character. Whereas the Lana is much more realistic. The boobs are smaller, probably like a B or a C cup. And the torso is a lot more realistically proportioned. It's wider, not skinny like an hourglass. So it's a much more realistically proportioned doll, but it's still scaled down a bit. So it's not as heavy as the Aurora torso. Let me show these with the dimensions and the weight. So I'll just kind of hold the video on here so you can see the compare and contrast. This way you can see just what the difference is. So the Aurora torso is over 50 pounds. The Lana torso is about 35 pounds. And I forget how much the Paola torso is. It'll be on the screen though. So you're getting more doll for more like weight, but also you're approaching life size. But here's the thing. The Paola torso worked great for the body pillow, but it's also really small. So that may be off-putting. The Aurora torso is great. It's life-size. It's perfect, except it's heavy. The Lana is like in the middle. It's a little bit scaled down. It's a little bit lighter, but not too small and not too light. Okay, so here is the Lana torso on body pillow Celestina. Now you can see that it's a little bit too big. So the Paola one was one for one with the image. However, this isn't completely disproportion. It is a little bit on the big side. For example, the vagina basically is on the same position as body pillow Celestina's knees. So if you're looking for a torso that matches with a body pillow, you want to get the Paola. But I wanted to show this to kind of like how it compares to the Paola in terms of how it pairs with a body pillow. It kind of does. You can just kind of like, you know, whatever. Like if you're just looking at the top half, it looks fine. Why won't this focus? Okay, when you're looking at the top half, it looks fine. It's only when you're looking at the whole thing. Why is this not focusing? Holy shit. Anyway, so when you're looking at the whole thing, it looks off because the torso is a little bit too big for the image. So again, if you want something that matches the image, you want the Paola. However, here's the thing. The Paola is small and it feels a little bit weird unless you're into that sort of thing. I found the Lana was a lot more natural. Now, it's still a little bit, it's smaller than life size. So missionary is kind of weird because you're like towering over her. But for a body pillow, this could work. You know, you just don't you know, don't worry about the image. Just focus on, you know, maybe the face or something. And this is a lot more life-size. It's not perfectly life-size, but it's more life-size than the Payola. So it depends on if you're looking for the aesthetic or the utility, whether you might want something that matches the body pillow exactly, or whether you want something that you can use more naturally. It's up to you. However, there's one thing that I wasn't expecting. The Lana works great for VR. So if you're going to be sitting at your desk, and you, or if you want some cowgirl, like, I'll be completely blunt, I miss cowgirl. I mean, look, Celestina, I love you, babe, but you weigh 70 pounds and it's like completely dead weight, and cowgirl just doesn't work. I'm sorry. Just, I had to get that off my chest. So anyway, same thing with the Aurora torso. The Aurora torso weighs like 55 pounds, which, while I could lift it fine, when you're in the throes of passion, cowgirl just doesn't work when you have to manipulate 55 pounds of dead weight. However, I did find the Lana torso to be fairly easy to manage. So it may just have to do with upper body strength. Maybe 55 pounds is super easy for you to manage. For me, I found that the Lana torso was the sweet spot when it came to weight. So I was able to finally enjoy some cowgirl, and I appreciate that. So I'm, you know, Lana's here to stay, I guess. Whereas the Payola, obviously the Payola was lighter, but it was just too small. This is the problem I've run into with a lot of my Hobbit torsos that I've been reviewing over the years, is they're just so small. It just, you can't get into it. They're either life-size and they're too heavy, or they're scaled down and they're too small. And the Lana seems to strike the proper balance. She's light enough, you know, she's like 30 some pounds, that I can move her easily without too much struggle and actually enjoy some cowgirl. But she's not like too small where it's weird and it feels weird. You know what I'm saying? So for missionary, I think a life-size doll is best. So either get like the Aurora, or like a full doll like Celestina. But if you're looking for cowgirl, Celestina weighs too much. She's 70 pounds, and she's on the lighter side. Celestina is like Barbie doll skinny. There are sex dolls that weigh over 115 pounds. So good luck doing cowgirl with 115 pounds of dead weight. But the Lana torso can allow you to have a manageable, near life-size doll to do positions like cowgirl. So if you're into a VR, if you have like a VR headset kind of set up, and you interact with your waifu that way, this might be the best torso for you, because it's not too small, it's not too heavy, it's in the middle. So, you know, check it out. I recommend it. Again, the problem with these torsos is when it comes to the functionality of the torso, you know, you've seen one, you've seen them all. It all comes down to personal preference. Actually, I did notice the Lana torso has a lot more articulation. Like, you can rotate her shoulders where her shoulders shrug. Her chest raises and lowers. She has more articulation, I noticed. But aside from the articulation, these torsos are all more or less the same. It really comes down to personal preference, weight, and cost. So if you like the exaggerated anime-like proportions of Payola, and you want it to match with the body pillow, there you go, get Payola. If you want a life-size torso that you can have missionary with, and be rough with, as opposed to like a full-size doll that costs $2,000, maybe something like Aurora is more your speed. If you want something in the middle, that's what Lana is. Lana is a good torso for someone who wants something near life-size, but not too heavy or too light. And she pairs well for cowgirl if you're into VR. So if that sounds like something that interests you, check out Lana. And she's fairly reasonably priced. I mean, these torsos are expensive because of the material, but she's like $400. And I do have a 10% off coupon. So use a 10% off coupon if Lana interests you, and, you know, bring one home today. Now, of course, we can't go without a jiggle test, and I got to show you the butt, obviously. So let's just do the titty jiggle test first. Now, as I've said, you know, Lana's more of a B cup. Her breasts feel real. I mean, obviously, all these torsos have realistic, you know, anatomy. So the breasts, they have a nice jiggle, nice squish, good titties. So let me flip her over, and I'll show you her butt. All right, so here is her butt. You know, it's not like a badonkadonk butt, but, you know, it's a nice natural looking butt. The Lana torso is made to look like an attractive but natural looking woman. She doesn't have like anime proportions. She's not like Kim Kardashian, but she's attractive and fit. So if you like attractive fit women with normal attractive fit booties, there you go. Here's her butt. All right, let's give her spank test. All right, so we got a little bit of jiggle, but again, she doesn't have a badonkadonk or anything. The butt cheeks feel natural. They're not too firm. They're not too squishy. Feel natural. Good butt cheeks. All right, and before we go, I'll just show you the goods. So here we have her vagina. You can see the texture inside. Got lots of little bumps and textured little grooves for penile stimulation. And then we got the butthole, of course. Same thing. It's obviously tighter. Actually, let me get a light. Bringing the light down. I'm like a gynecologist. All right. Is that going to work? Kind of, not really. Anyway. All right, so that's Lana's vagina and anus for all of your penile stimulation needs. And then I also, here's some of her articulation. As you can see, I kind of made her do kind of a sit-up so that her vagina could stick in the air. And you can see kind of the crease from that. So yeah, she has more articulation than a lot of torsos I've seen, actually. Very good. Highly recommended if this is your thing. And you should know if it is. Like, based on the body type, the size and the price and the weight, either this one works for you or some other torso might work for you. Whatever torso works for you. But the Alana torso is great for VR or if you want to have cowgirl, because she's much lighter than a life-size doll, but she's not small, where it's weird. But anyway, check it out. Use a 10% off coupon code. Thank you, Nas Nova, for sending me this torso. Highly recommend it if this is your thing. Check out, save 10%. Thank you, Nas Nova, again. This is Turtle Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.